The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very proud to introduce our guest host for today, Jennifer Horn.
I think I'm going to make that my ringtone. I think Dr. Gorka saying Jennifer Horn might be what you get next time you call my cell phone. Welcome to America First, broadcasting live from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios. I am Jennifer Horn, a host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, heard on AM 870 and AM 590, The Answer in Southern California. And so honored to be sitting in with you today, filling in for my friend Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who is enjoying some well-deserved time off. Follow him on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. You'll get jealous. I mean, the guy is sitting in open spaces. He's reading books. He's got his feet up. And, you know, he's not wearing his usual suit. So he's relaxing. I think I'm a little jealous. I think I need some wide open spaces, but maybe on Thursday after he gets back. Now, as I mentioned, I do host the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, our sister station in the Inland Empire, all part of the Salem Media Group. And one of my very special friends, my partner, one of my work husbands, Don Dix, joins us now. The sex ed curriculum in California is unbelievable. Literally would curl your hair if we could go into specifics as to what the public schools in California want to teach your kids. Kindergarten through high school, there's something for all age groups, and the parents in California are fighting back. And this is really important stuff, because as goes California, so does the rest of the country with this type of curriculum. It is a really important issue. And there was a conference over the weekend in which these parents started to organize to fight back against public schools in California, to start informing people about what is really going on in their child's classroom. My radio husband, Don Dix, joins us now on America First. Hi, Don.
Well, hi there. What a pleasure it is to join you, and congratulations on the opportunity to fill in for the great Dr. Sebastian Gorka. It's the great Jennifer Horn.
Now, we are having a lot of fun today, a lot of news, but this is a very important story coming from my home state, your home state, Don, of California. Over the weekend, there was a Let Parents Decide Comprehensive Sexual Education Conference. Now, it may seem funny, sex ed for parents? Don't laugh too much, because some of the things these parents are learning, really, truly unbelievable. Before we get started with the conference, which you hosted this weekend, Don, tell us about the proposed sex ed curriculum as much as you can. We're a family show. You can't talk about all of it. But let us know what's going on in the classroom, starting in kindergarten, really, for babies.
Well, there are a variety of different things that are included in a brand new, what's called out here, framework in the California Healthy Youth Act, a assembly bill that was passed back in 2015 that was signed into law by Jerry Brown in 2016, which really is the gateway for what we were talking about this past weekend. And boy, what a difference a name can make. What used to be comprehensive sex education, sort of what folks may remember going through in the 60s and 70s, basic biology, has been renamed and rebranded and transformed into comprehensive sexual education. And that little tweak in the name has parents all over California waking up to what is just the latest intrusion in parents' rights and in an agenda that is finding its way, not just in California, but there's actually about a dozen states throughout the nation that are embracing this brand new way of giving kids an education about not sex, but sexual behavior. Starts early with gender-related issues. I can't for the life of me think it's appropriate for first, second, third, fourth graders to be getting a conversation about gender identity, but
well, and that's what's happening here, Don, is that in kindergarten, in first grade, there's a list of 12 pronouns that are given to students so they can figure out at age 5, at age 6, at age 7, just how they want to identify. Now, I was playing with Barbies, and I don't know if I could put much together, much less my how I want to identify. I mean, I was just a girl, but this seems to be the first step in the sex ed curriculum that then just ramps up and gets more intense and worse as these kids get older.
It does. And we covered a story that unfolded in Rockland, California at a school there. It happens to be a school that is for elementary school, but it's a charter school. A lot of people think they can seek refuge from this in charter schools in California, but no longer. That in that school up in Rockland in 2017, a teacher read a book called I Am Jazz. And after reading the book, a little child gets up, goes into the bathroom, and changes gender, essentially dressing as the opposite sex. And that dramatically impacted some of the other kids. Dr. Michael Laidlaw got wind of this. He is a board-certified endocrinologist who lives in Rockland and began researching this whole topic of gender dysphoria and then what it leads to in terms of the kinds of treatments, both psychological and medical, that parents are beginning to do to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds, making decisions that are not reversible. He was part of the presenting panel at this conference, and I got to tell you, it was a huge wake-up call for everybody there about what is happening to what these kids are being exposed to and how it's impacting them. You know, we have lots of things we're trying to figure out at 5, 6, 7, and 8. One of them should not be what sex we are.
Yeah, it's hard enough to find matching socks at that age, which, you know. Now, before we get into exactly how parents are organizing, because I think that's important. We have so many times when we complain, as conservatives, we complain about some of the liberal agenda, but yet we don't necessarily talk about what to do with it. That's important. And that was the conference you hosted this past weekend. But I think it's important to point out that another element of what's going on with sex ed in the curriculum in California is a story out of Murrieta, California, in the Inland Empire, where the school district was actually, I'd say infiltrated, but they were actually invited in, members of the ACLU, that were training high school teachers how to arrange for abortions for the students who were not over 18, who did not have their parents' permission. This is what's happening in public education in California, and it's very possible this will start to spread to the rest of the country.
Well, parents' rights are at the center of this topic, and you're right. The ACLU presented at a Riverside County Board of Education meeting where representatives from school districts all across Riverside County were at. And they received instruction from the ACLU saying that it was actually their responsibility to make sure that kids that wanted to receive medical services, and these range from everything from you know, simple things like the pill or, you know, services regarding prevention, all the way up to should a young lady become pregnant, that it is actually their, it was their advice that, and they instructed the schools how to circumvent the attendance laws in order to make sure that that 14-year-old or 12-year-old could go get abortion services in order to deal with the pregnancy without parental knowledge. And this is striking at the heart of the parent-child relationship. What are the parents' rights? The schools are inserting themselves into this, and that's mm-hmm. That's a big question that came up during the conference. Alliance Defending Freedom gave a 30-minute presentation on what are parents' rights and what are status, what are government, what's our government doing to insert themselves in that relationship.
In our last 30 seconds here, Don, and you will stick around with us, but in our last 30 seconds, what did the parents come up with? What are the rights of the parent? How much control do we get over curriculum in our classrooms?
Well, they actually came up with a lot. One of them is a little-known law in the California Department of Education that actually allows parents to opt out of health-related instruction. And that was a big aha moment. And so parents did learn a lot about their rights and what they can do at the local level.
We will talk more about it, actually. If you'll stick around, we'll talk more about those parental rights, plus a crazy story coming out of San Francisco. All as we continue, Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the ReliefFactor.com studios. It is America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have been plagued with esophagus acid, and it burns the esophagus. I've had it for 30 years, and I've had doctors give me prescriptions for it and everything. I never got rid of it. I've been on the Balance of Nature for about 3.5-4 months. It is completely gone. I didn't even notice it. But it has to be the Balance of Nature because it's the only supplement I'm taking. And I just wanted you to know that because it's made a world of difference in my life. I just wanted to let you know.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 30% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. You will also receive an extra $10 off on any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This summer special will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code GORKA. That's promo code GORKA for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is Jennifer Horn. Welcome to America First. I'm so honored to be sitting in for Seb. Usually during the week, I host the Morning Answer on AM 870, The Answer in Los Angeles, AM 590, The Answer in the Inland Empire. I am also the host of a show called The Jen and Don Show, and my co-host on that program joins us right now. Don Dix, welcome back to America First. Thanks for hanging in there through the break with us. Now, Don is here not only because he knows a lot about California politics. He is the host of The Jen and Don Show, but he is also an activist in California, and he was hosting this event over the weekend in the Inland Empire called Let Parents Decide Comprehensive Sexual Education Conference. And this conference actually told parents how to regain control of their kids' public education. Now, before the breakdown, we were talking about what rights parents actually have. So what can they do? How much power do we have over the public school system, not just in California, but across the country?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because I might have answered it differently before the conference. Dr. Brian Ray was one of the speakers at the conference, and he's a leading international expert on research on homeschooling, and he's president of an organization that he started called the National Home Education Research Institute. Mm-hmm. We were talking before the conference, and he said, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that they use language like taking back the schools. What people need to realize is that the schools never were under our control. Public schools were created largely so that the government could insert themselves between the parent and the child. If you look at a lot of the original thought that went into developing public school, you know, Dewey, Horace Mann, a lot of these people were the original progressives, and they viewed public schools as an indoctrination zone. And the other paradigm shift that he shared was that when a child is born to a parent, and he said really from conception, that parent has already started homeschooling. They've homeschooled the child up until the age of 5 or 6 when they turn them over to public schools. And he used the terminology, they're opting into the public school. And that was a real transition. That was a real game changer for me. What do we do to take back the schools? They never were our schools. They've always been government schools. Now, what can parents do to influence that? You know, parents are natural born lobbyists for their children. They have got to get involved at the local level with schools because they can push back on this. You got to assume that a Planned Parenthood representative and an ACLU representative are at every school board meeting. You need to go to the school board and understand how to regain control. There are some things administratively that you can do in California here. They actually learned this past weekend that there's a portion of the California Department of Education code that says that a parent can actually opt out of the entire health curriculum. It's
really
not a requirement for graduation. So there's a brand new opt-out form that an organization here in California, together with Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a big supporter of Salem Media, they have a great relationship. Mm-hmm. Alliance Defending Freedom has actually won more Supreme Court cases than the ACLU when it comes to parents' rights. So there's a form that's being introduced out here that could allow parents to actually opt their kids out of the entire curriculum, which isn't just It's embedded throughout the education now, and the education curriculum. It's in history. It's even in math. I mean, you have math questions that do cultural stuff. So that was a big aha moment for folks this weekend. The other thing that folks learned from fellow Dr. Michael Laidlaw, who is an endocrinologist, is the damage that's done to children psychologically, and then what people are actually doing to their kids in terms of hormone therapy. There are things that are being done.
Now, what do you mean by that? Who's doing? Are you talking about for like transgender kids? What do you mean by hormone therapy?
So, as a result of being exposed to this this gender fluidity concept that is, and gender identity in these mm-hmm. early years between the first, second, third, and fourth grades, which is where this is embedded in the curriculum, some of these kids are going to question naturally because parents, teachers, and schools are authority figures. So it's almost like I'll use this example. I grew up with a girl in my neighborhood. It's not her name. I grew up with a girl named Alice in our neighborhood, and she would play with us in the sand boxes with Tonka toys. And eventually Alice became Al, and she played as a male dump truck driver in our games. And she really was sort of that quintessential tomboy.
Right.
Today, Alice is a grandmother. She has 3 of her own children and 8 of her own grandchildren. If Alice had been raised in California schools today, her parents may have sought, and in fact, she may have on her own through the schools sought gender-related therapy, either counseling or actual medical therapy where hormones are introduced to do what we call puberty blocking.
Not only confusing the mind, right, but confusing the body.
Exactly. And yeah. So his talk went into great detail about the danger of puberty blocking. I mean, there is a medical reason to do it. If puberty comes on too quickly, the FDA has approved some of these drugs to be used in those situations. But the FDA has never approved any of these drugs for use in gender-related role modification.
Don Dix is our guest. You can follow him on Twitter. It is very scary, at Real Don Dix. And you can get more information about this this conference and, of course, the sex ed curriculum at faithandpublicpolicy.org. In our final moments, though, Don, I want to talk to you quickly about San Francisco. Very crime-ridden, drug-ridden, homeless-ridden San Francisco. They've introduced new sanitized language for criminals. They've gotten rid of words like offender and addict, and they've changed convicted felon to, ready for this, justice-involved person, I guess, to make the feelings of those justice-involved persons feel better.
Well, the downside of this is that what they're doing is they're basically taking those that have committed crimes and putting them on the same level as the victims, because guess what? A victim is a justice-involved person as well. All of this, I think, stems from, Jennifer, and we've talked about this on our radio show, this all stems from the notion in this social justice world, this politically correct world, that society, in fact, the community, is as responsible as the criminal for their crimes. That's all part of what this criminal justice reform is that's going on out here, where we're, you know, letting people go, reducing sentences, the revolving door in our jails, is because, hey, it's not just the criminal that should be that is responsible. It's the community as well.
I know I'm preaching to the choir on this one.
Sure.
But when we soften crime in California, we've passed propositions 47 and 57, reclassifying felonies to misdemeanors. And now we change the language. So when people actually get out of jail and they are convicted felons, now we just call them justice involved people. What's the deterrent? Why would people not want to commit crimes? This is all coming from the city that would rather give you a plastic needle to inject drugs into your arms than a plastic straw. Pretty crazy stuff from California. And Don, you brought us up to date. Thank you so much. Don Dix, my radio husband, my partner on the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, The Answer. We do a daily program there. You can follow Don at Real Don Dix on Twitter. As we continue, a new challenger for President Trump, this one coming from his own side of the aisle. What's getting in the head of these Republicans that are challenging the president? We will go into details next. Let's take your phone calls at 833-33-GORKA. It's America First.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Welcome back. It is America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka. Don't forget, we are broadcasting this program right now on YouTube. All of the episodes of America First can be seen on YouTube, streaming live at sebgorka.com. You can catch all the podcasts there. If you need the daily fix of the good doctor, find it all at sebgorka.com. And boy, the president has a brand new challenger. Over the weekend, Joe Walsh, the former congressman from Illinois, jumped into the race. We'll talk about that in a few moments. But first, we'll take some of your phone calls at 833-33-GORKA. Let's go over to Janice in San Diego, in my home state of California. Hi, Janice. Welcome to America First. Hi, Janice. We lost Janice. Oh, boy. All right. Well, let's try Chuck in Arizona. Hi, Chuck. Maybe it's a phone.
Hello?
Is it a phone gremlin? Oh, we got you. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How's everything in Arizona today? Nice and warm?
Oh, if you can call 110 warm, yeah.
All right. It's a little warm, I think, for most of us. 110 would qualify. So, Chuck, what's on your mind? You had a question or a comment, I guess, about the sex ed curriculum in California.
Yeah, I grew up in California. What I was going to say is that I had a sister who was about a year older than me. When I was 5 or 6, she passed away. And obviously that had a big impact on me.
Sure.
And one of the things, I missed her so much, you know, and it had a family devastating thing. So I wanted to become a girl. I used to pray that, you know, I'd wake up a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got into high school and then college, that all homosexual agenda started up there in the San Francisco area. And I even dabbled a little bit in homosexuality. And there was a part of me that wanted to become a girl. And I think that if it was predominant, like they're having in some schools about, you know, your sexual identity, I think it would have ruined me. You know,
It's an interesting, definitely, if you're already having those thoughts, does it push you in one direction or another? Really, thank you for the call, Chuck. A very personal story, and so sorry for the loss of your sister. I know how that impacts people, but I think that is at the root of the issue. Let kids be who they are. Let them be free to sort of figure things out on their own. We all go through all kinds of stages. Kids and adolescents, preteens, teens, we all go through these things. And you don't necessarily need the school system pressing you into one direction or another, adding undue pressure to somebody who's already a bit confused. So great phone call, Chuck. Thank you for that. Janice is back in San Diego on line 5. Hi, Janice.
Yes, Jennifer. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you for hanging in there.
I don't know what happened. I've been on hold the whole time, but I just wanted to thank you so much for your beautiful, strong, conservative voice. I love it when you fill in for Dr. G, and I have been in this Soviet state for most of my life. I've also lived in Honolulu and in Salzburg and in Salt Lake City, but I've lived in Sacramento.
Well, one of those is not like the others.
Oh, my goodness.
Salt Lake City, a little different than Hawaii and California.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But I just, I am like you. I am here because of my children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate the information about the school system because I lived in Encinitas for 45 years.
Sure.
And now I'm in San Diego. And I'm just, I mean... illegal aliens and homelessness, and it is just anxiety causing in a major way.
It absolutely is. And Janice, thank you for the phone call from San Diego, and I could not agree with you more. In fact, when we do our crazy California reports here on America First, when I call in and hang out with all of you and Dr. Gorka, it is because there are so many lessons to learn from California that you want to prevent from going to your state. All the president needs to do to win re-election in 2020 against these socialist candidates like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and even Joe Biden, who's flip-flopping so far to the left, is come to California. See what 15 years of Democratic rule has done in our state. And you will see homeless people, you will see drugs, you will see education suffering and crime on the rise. If you don't want your state to look like that, you vote for Donald Trump in 2020. And that it should be the message of the Republican Party. It is America First. We will hear from Joe Walsh next as America First rolls on. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. It is America First.
Dear friends, will you allow me to help you?
Do you suffer from any kind of daily ache, daily pain? Is your knees, your back, your shoulder? I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. When I knelt down at church on Sunday, my lower back pain would flare up. It would be excruciating. But then I started taking Relief Factor, their 3-week quick starter pack, and within 2 weeks, the pain was gone. Just by taking 4 little capsules in the morning and 4 little capsules in the evening of a completely natural supplement that has no drugs in it and is completely without side effects. Perhaps you could get that relief. Find out by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It's just $19.95. Relieffactor.com. Don't you deserve it to yourself to find out? Relieffactor.com. It worked for me. Find out if it can work for you. Relieffactor.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Another day, another threat. Your freedom is in danger, and Patriot Mobile is doing something about it. Take something as simple as your cell phone. You use it every day, and you can use it to make changes for your values. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every cell phone bill to conservative organizations that fight for First and Second Amendment rights, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the recovery of veterans. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile and get reliable nationwide coverage. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, a high-quality camera, and more, but only while supplies last. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month, switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Come on over today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
This is America First. Welcome back. I am Jennifer Horn. Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, for those incredible intros. Love it. We are broadcasting from the West Coast studios today, relieffactor.com. America First is expanding. You thought they were just in the swamp in Washington, D.C. Now we have infiltrated the great state of California, and I am here to bring you all the latest and greatest news, including a new primary challenge for President Trump. Bill Weld jumped into the race a few months ago. Now the president found out over the weekend that former representative from Illinois, one of our colleagues here at Salem Radio, actually Joe Walsh, jumped in as well. He made it official on Sunday. He was on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and he said President Trump is just unfit.
I'm running because he's unfit. Somebody needs to step up. And there needs to be an alternative. The country is sick of this guy's tantrum. He's a child. Again, the litany. He lies every time he opens his mouth. Look at what's happened this week. He is the president of the United States is tweeting us into a recession. I can tell you, George, that most of my former colleagues up on the Hill, they agree privately with everything I'm saying.
But then how
publicly.
Do you explain why they stand behind him so strong?
Because they're scared to death. Look, George, this isn't easy to do. I just sat down with you and said, I'm going to run for president. I'm going to challenge this guy. I'm opening up my life to tweets and attacks. Everything I've said and tweeted now, Trump's going to go after, and his bullies are going to go after.
You ready for it?
Yes, I'm ready for it. Republicans are scared to death of that.
Joe Walsh is begging for a presidential tweet. That clip right there makes you realize that he is looking for the president to start taking him on, to elevate him. And with all due respect to Joe Walsh, look, I am a person who thinks anybody who wants to run for the presidency should get their crack at it, regardless of whether they're running against someone I like or not. With all due respect to Joe Walsh, he is begging for President Trump to tweet him. And sadly, the administration did acknowledge he jumped into the race. But on Twitter, when they were talking about him jumping in, they responded with just one word. And that one word was whatever. Yeah. Bad day for Joe Walsh to get a response of whatever from the campaign. Now, he continues on talking to George Stephanopoulos about the 25th Amendment. Many critics of the president say that he should be removed from office because he is unfit. Here's Joe Walsh chiming in on that.
Should the 25th Amendment be invoked?
It should be looked at. George, we've never had a situation like this. You can't believe a word he says. And again, I don't care your politics. That should concern you. He's nuts. He's erratic. He's cruel. He stokes bigotry. He's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. George, he's a narcissist. Everything he cares about, the only thing he cares about is Trump. He doesn't give a damn about America. He doesn't care about the border.
I love this. Every time someone runs for the presidency and they run against Donald Trump, they always throw out that N-word, narcissist. If you're running for president in 2020 and you think you are the person to save the free world, I got news for you. You might be a little narcissistic, too. I think it's actually a job qualification for people who run for the presidency. I don't know someone who's very humble, who's done it in the past. These are all people who think that they can save the world, that they can save our country. And so, of course, they're all a little bit narcissistic. I'd say Joe Walsh is probably a little narcissistic for thinking he can take on President Trump. Here he is now saying that President Trump has made him reflect on some of the things that he said. Keep in mind, Joe Walsh has been part of the birther movement against Obama. He said that people are easier on Obama because of the color of his skin. He talked about arming babies. He said a lot of crazy things on Twitter. And Joe Walsh now says he apologizes for all that stuff.
The beauty of what President Trump has done is, George, he's made me reflect on some of the things I've said in the past. I had strong policy disagreements with Barack Obama, and too often I let those policy disagreements get personal.
Did you really believe he's a Muslim?
God, no, and I've apologized for that. And that's not an easy thing to do, not at all. But think about the contrast, George. Again, I'm burying my soul with you right now on national TV. We have a guy in the White House who's never apologized for anything he's done or said. I think it's a weakness not to apologize. I helped create Trump. There's no doubt about that. The personal, ugly politics. I regret that, and I'm sorry for that. And now we've got a guy in the White House, George. That's all he does.
What are these Republicans thinking? 833-33-GORKA. 833-33-GORKA. The Republicans primarying President Trump are facing an uphill battle. This president has just about, on average, depending on the survey, some say 89, some say as high as 94. Let's just play it safe and say he has a 90% approval rating with Republicans. Joe Walsh, Bill Weld, they are not running against the president in a general election. They are running against him for a Republican primary. You have to overcome 90% of people to try to tell them that you are a better choice than President Trump, who has delivered on so many of his promises. It seems like an uphill climb, and I'm telling you, it seems like a waste of money. It's not cheap to run presidential campaigns. We know Hillary Clinton spent $100 million to lose to President Trump. These candidates, are they really doing this for just name recognition? Maybe so. Now, Bill Weld, who is also officially in the race as a Republican, said he was excited to see Joe Walsh get into the mix.
I'm thrilled about Joe Walsh and Mark Sanford getting in. I think that's terrific, and it's going to be a more robust conversation. Who knows? The networks might even cover Republican primary debates. They can ill afford to say they cover only Democrats, but I'm looking forward to both those fellows getting in, and I hope more as well. It can only contribute to more robust dialogue, and that'll be good for the country. We need to assemble rational people. You know, sure, a crazed president makes the stock market go down, but that doesn't mean we have to like it.
Bill, are you kidding me? You're excited to see Joe Walsh get into the race? Here's the deal. Right now, they are in all the polls. Mark Sanford, who also wants to jump in as a Republican, is saying that he'd like to run against President Trump. And the polls in South Carolina are showing he would only get 3% of the vote. In Iowa, Bill Weld got 3% of the vote. With another person in this race, these two guys are going to be splitting 3%. Is it worth it? Joe Walsh, a percentage point and a half. Bill Weld, a percentage point and a half. Seems a bit odd to me. We'll take your phone calls on this. What are they thinking? 833-33-GORKA, 833-33-GORKA. Bill Weld and Joe Walsh officially set in the race to challenge Donald Trump in the primary. Will Mark Sanford jump in? We'll debate that as America First continues.
Are you a big fan of zucchini, spinach, and that evil thing, kale? I'm not. Instead of eating all those things in their natural form, how about cheating like I do? Take Balance of Nature. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is an avid fan of Balance of Nature. Listen to what you can expect when you join me in taking Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Thanks, Joe. Eat healthily the easy way. Experience Balance of Nature for yourself. For a limited time, new preferred customers will receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com, special code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
You know Labor Day signals the unofficial end of summer, but not the end of your outdoor projects. Lowe's helps you do it right and helps you save with Labor Day deals throughout the store. Shop now and get 2 bags of Stay Green potty mix for $12. And keep your lawn looking neat and trim with a Craftsman 2-cycle 17-inch gas string trimmer, now $20 off at just $119. Whatever's still on your to-do list this Labor Day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
Offers valid through 8/28. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. U.S. only.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Welcome back. It is America First. I am Jennifer Horn, broadcasting from the West Coast ReliefFactor.com studios for America First. Honored to be filling in for my friend, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who is enjoying some vacation finally this week. I think his first one since America First started back in January. So hope you are relaxing, Seb. And we are really trying hard not to burn the studio down. We are not having a party. I can attest to it. Jeff and Eric and John and I, we are just being good kids while you're out and enjoying your time. Now, I want to take a few moments to tell you about something that is so important to me and to Dr. Gorka and to all of us here at America First. Today begins our final week of Dr. Gorka's campaign to help Food for the Poor rush emergency shipments of food to children and families on the Venezuela-Colombia border. And as you can hear in this report from NBC News, your help is urgently needed.
This is the first time we're seeing the U.S. humanitarian aid. We're told it should be stored at a warehouse a few hundred yards from here, right at the Venezuelan border. It's unclear when or if it'll be allowed into that country.
At this children's hospital tonight, desperation.
What do you fear is going to happen if this food and medicine is not allowed in?
She says our children are going to die.
It is back to school time, and you are probably sending your kids and grandkids back to school with healthy food, lunches, and school supplies. The children near Venezuela and Colombia need your help. If you have anything, they can use it. Please, if you can make a donation, help us out. We cannot let the kids die. And that's where you come in. Your one-time gift of just $200 provides 5,000 nutritious meals through Food for the Poor. Just go to SebGorka.com and click on the Crisis in Latin America banner. And remember, this is the final week, your last chance to do this. So again, please, SebGorka.com. Or call toll-free 855-330-4673, 855-330-HOPE. Let's take some of your phone calls now. Challenger, a new one for President Trump, 833-33-GORKA. Jim is in San Antonio on line four. Hi, Jim. Welcome to America First.
Hey, thank you, Jennifer. Hey, you know, up until this weekend, I really thought Joe Walsh was a conservative. I've listened to him for years.
Mm-hmm.
At least the last couple of years, and I've never really detected what a rhino, coward, communist supporter he is. And now I know, and I guess everybody knows. And so, you know, good luck with his getting his 1% of the 3%, but he stands no chance, and I think he's destroyed his conservative talk show career forever. I'm just still in disbelief because I really did like the guy up until this weekend.
Well, and it's kind of I can understand your confusion, Jim, and thank you for the phone call. You know, Jim, Joe Walsh was a big supporter of President Trump early on. It's only in the recent few years that he's changed his mind and now wants to run against him. It seems that maybe the tweets, the personality of the president, too much for Joe Walsh, but that is exactly the personality that we need to fight against identity politics and to fight against the progressive left. This is a culture war. We are in it, and I don't see another Republican who can do any better than what President Trump has already done. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Our show rolls on as we continue. It's America.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.